This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. Now watch, now boldly declare, I am a believer. And the reason I say do this, and I know we're recording, is because we live in a day and time where people don't like to talk about Jesus and the name of Jesus and all those kinds. But the Bible says it's the name of the Lord that's a strong tower. The righteous run in and they're saved. So really, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me just, so somebody say, I am a believer and not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith coming by hearing. And hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Romans, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse, put it up on the screen. We're going to jump right into it because I feel the rivers are already flowing, amen? We're in a series entitled Forward Focus. This is our year of great focus, clarity, and acceleration. And we believe that to the degree that we will walk this out, we will see amazing things happen in our lives. I want to talk to you from the subtopic today, I'm graced for this. I'm graced for this. What do you mean by that? No matter what your situation, no matter what trouble you go through, no matter what trial, no matter what season of life you're in, there is a grace that is on your life to carry you through any season. So even if it's a difficult season, you're graced for it. Even if it's a challenging season, you are graced for everything that you go through, and you have been engineered and designed by God through grace to reign in life. All right? Romans, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. If you're there, somebody say, I'm there. It says, therefore, being justified by faith. I'm a teacher. Y'all know that. So we got to break these things down. So he says, I am justified, or I have been acquitted, or I have been declared right, or I owe nobody an explanation. All right. He says, I'm justified. Watch this. By faith. Right. By faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood. Faith in what Jesus did for me on Calvary. Faith in the redemptive work of Christ. So I'm justified by faith. So therefore, I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the writer is teaching us that, man, we're acquitted, we're declared right, we don't owe anybody an explanation because we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus because of what Jesus did for us on Calvary. He says, and because of this, you are to walk in a level of peace. You got it? But not only peace, but the second verse, number 2, says, by whom also we've got this peace, but we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And watch what he says. He says, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And so I've been declared right. I've been acquitted of all my sin because Jesus took care of all my sin on Calvary. You got it? And I have this peace. But not only do I have this peace, I have access to this grace. There is a grace that is available to every believer in whatever season of life you're in. So regardless of the situation you go through, how challenging it might be, you have to open your mouth in the midst of every situation and say, I'm graced for this. You got, like, I'm great. I know it's a tough season right now with the children, but I'm graced for it. I don't know what's going on with my marriage, but I'm graced for it. These folk on the job are acting crazy, but I am graced for it. You got, like, there is a grace that is on my life that I receive because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. So as a believer, I know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. I know how to endure hardship as a good soldier. Like, I am going to get through this situation. I might not want to be in this situation, but by the grace of God, I'm going to stay in faith and I'm going to get through this situation. That's a good place to clap. Everybody say, I'm graced for this. So when we talk about grace, they'll put it up on the screen. My definition is the unmerited favor of God. It is the unearned provision of God. It is the unrestricted power of God made available to man to bring victory in life situations. And just think about it. Unmerited favor. I didn't deserve it. You got unearned provision. I didn't earn it. You got it. And you have to understand grace. The thing I love about grace is you can't do anything good enough to deserve it, but you can't do anything bad enough to get rid of it. That's what makes it grace. You got it? And grace is a free gift. What kind of gift? It is a free gift, but you have to understand, even though grace is a free gift, you have to position yourself to receive that grace. All right? I'm going to give you an illustration. Everybody say illustration only. If I was to pick four people in the room and say, I want two to stand over here at the front seat and two to stand over here at the front seat, and at the count of three, the first person that gets up to me, I have five $100 cash bills, and I'm going to give it to the first person that gets up to me. How many in the room be like, I want to be one of those two people standing, right? Right? But watch this. Even though the $500 is free and you don't have to do anything to earn it, you got it. You don't have any, you don't have to do anything for it to come into your possession besides get to me. You have to understand you still have to get to me. So watch this. Even though it's a free gift, you have to position yourself to receive it. Does that make sense? Right. And so I can't, you know, and that's why people get messed up with grace. I can just live any old kind of way. I want you to know I've got to position myself to be able to receive from God. Yes, God is a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. He is a forgiving God. But the more I learn and know and understand about the Bible, I realize I've got to put myself in this position of walking by faith, in this position of trusting God, in this position of living right and giving God my very best. And to the degree I do that, the grace begins to flow in my life. Everybody say, I'm grace for this. I'm great. I'm grace to get through whatever situation that I'm going through. See, grace is critical to your potential and to your future in life. If you're going to reach your full potential as a believer, you must have this revelation on grace, that there's a grace that is already made available to me, that I don't have to do anything to muster it up. I don't have to give anybody any money to receive it. I have to receive this by faith and begin to declare it, confess it, and walk in it, and I'll see God's goodness on my life. See, typically we've learned about saving grace. You got it? But as we go through scripture, we're going to find out that there is much more to grace than just saving grace. And we thank God for saving grace. But the Bible teaches us that the grace of God is multifaceted. I think the Amplified says that it is many-sided. And as we tap into it, it will release a power to reign in life and live victorious. And it is the will of God for you to reign in life as kings and priests. It is the will of God for you to live victorious, not in some areas, but in every area of your life. That is why I tell people, the church you go to and the word you hear, it really does matter. It really does make a difference. Being in an environment of faith, around people of faith, will help produce your faith so you can get the victory, not in some areas, but in every area of your life. And I love the grace of God because the grace of God is for everybody. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't matter what your background is. Doesn't matter, you know, what you've been through. Doesn't matter how many mistakes that you made. If you will learn how to tap into this grace, God will do amazing things in your life. Amen. The Bible says in Romans, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. And you got to get this whole abundance thing. God wants you to have more than enough in every area of your life. So He says, which receive abundance of grace, watch this, and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, or because of one, Jesus Christ. So everything that Jesus did, you got it, it was for you so you could reign in life. Everything that He did. So this verse teaches us that there is an abundance of grace that is available to me to reign in life because of what Jesus Christ did for my life. In the redemptive work of Christ, salvation was made for us. But not only was salvation made for us, healing was made for us. He took 39 stripes, and because of those stripes, we're already healed. Not only was healing made for us, but provision was made for us. He became poor that through His poverty we might be rich. That word rich, don't get hung up on that. It just means abundantly supplied. Peace was made for us so that no matter what you go through, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding would guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Have you ever went through something that was just crazy? You're like, what in the world is going on? Even in a situation like that, when you're walking in this grace, there's a peace that can come on you to get you through whatever you're going through. Does that make sense? So you got to get this, that reigning in life is not about escaping life's problems. The Bible tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous. Psalms 34:19. But he thank God He doesn't stop there. Because of grace, He says, I will deliver you out of them all. So reigning in life is not about escaping life's problems, but by the grace of God, being in an advantaged position in the midst of distasteful situations. So even when I'm in a situation that's distasteful and I'd rather not be in it, you've got to understand that there is a grace that is on you to get through it. Watch this. But not get through it with your head down. Get through it with your head up and to be victorious all the way through it. That's a good place to clap right there. That's a good place to clap. You know? And so, you've got to understand, just because you're saved does not exempt you from going through stuff. Like in the Bible, the Apostle Paul wrote a good portion of the New Testament. He was like the man. You understand what I'm saying? He went through stuff. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 8, he begins to talk. He says, man, there was this thing, you know, really it was the devil at the end of the day, you know, to come to kind of buffet me and kind of play games. He says, I went to God and I talked to God about this thing. He says, for this thing I besought the Lord how often? Thrice. You love the KJV, you understand? Thrice. Thrice just means three times, all right? He says, I besought the Lord thrice or three times. Like, I went to God. You know, like, God, I am your man. I'm setting churches up. I got Timothy over here. I got, you know, Barnabas over here. Like, I'm doing what you called me to do, and the devil's messing with me. But just because we're doing what we're called to do does not mean that the devil won't mess with us. But you have to understand, when you're doing what you're called to do, if he does mess with you, he has no power over you. You understand what I'm saying? And because there's a grace that is on you to get through it. And so the writer says, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. He says, watch this. I love this. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yeah, and so you've got the power of Christ that is resting upon you. Can I tell you something about you? Okay, now, you know, people talk about you, but if I'm going to talk about you, I'm going to talk about you in a good way, you understand? But you have been engineered by God to reign in life. You have been engineered by God to live on top and not on the bottom. You have been engineered by God to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. You have been engineered by God. You have his DNA in you. You've been made with the good stuff. You got it? And so you have been engineered by God that when you feel like you can't take another step, there's a level of grace on you that helps you take another step. When you feel like you can't go another day, there's a grace that's on you that helps you go another day. When the enemy puts a negative thought in your mind, there's grace that says, I'm going to cast down that negative thought, and I'm going to say what the word of God says, because I understand that I'm not going to put pressure on people. I'm going to put pressure on the word, because I can make it with my mouth. My miracle is in my mouth. If I say what the word says and say what the word says, I'm going to see the word manifest in my life. That's why Mark says you got to look over yonder at the mountain. What is the mountain? The mountain is the situation or the trouble or the trial. He says, look at the mountain and command the mountain and tell the mountain to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And notice what he says, but don't doubt in your heart. He says, but you have to believe in your heart. And if watch this. He said, you have to believe it, you have to receive it, and then you're going to have it. Does that make sense? All right. So when situations show up in your life, first thing you guys say, no, I'm graced for this. I mean, I'd rather not go through this foolishness, but I'm graced for it. Yeah, most of us would rather not deal with what we deal with, but you can't deny that there is a grace that is on your life to get you through whatever you're going through. And you are going to make it. See, you did not hear what I said. You are going to make it. Did you hear what I said? In your finances, you're going to make it with your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren and your nieces and your nephews and your aunties and your uncle. And I know sometimes it don't seem like you're going to make it, but there's a grace that has already been made available to you. There's nothing you can do about it. And when God sees you going through, he says, it's okay, because I'll just add a little bit more of my grace. So you're going to make it. You're going to bounce back. Your money and finance is going to bounce back. Your marriage is going to bounce back. Your health is going to spring forth speedily and bounce back. You got to know how to make it up in your mind that come hell or high water, I'm not giving up, that quitting is not an option, that I am going to make it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I got this fight on the inside of me. Like I'm not scared of the devil, because I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So, devil, you hit me with your best shot, but the fight is on. You got it. I know how to stay in the fight, and if I stay in the fight, I'm going to win. I know how to keep swinging, and if I keep swinging, what's going to happen? I'm going to hit something. So I got my mind made up. I ain't scared of no devil. But who don't talk about him. You might attract him. He everywhere anyways. So you got to open your mouth and let him know, I am not scared of you. You're not going to mess with anything that concerns me, because God is perfecting everything that concerns my life, that concerns my children, that concerns my business, that concerns my finances, and you can't get your hands on it. So you got to have some kind of fight in you. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, and it's amazing when we was, you know, when we was living in the world, before, you know, our pre-Jesus script, as Lady LeConte says, before we was living for Jesus, you know, you go off on somebody at the club. Yeah, so y'all want to talk about them days right now. Or in high school, you understand? You go off on somebody quick, and then, you know, you get saved. But, you know, well, the Lord is just good, and his mercy just endure forever. And that's good in certain areas. But the Bible says that the kingdom suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. And that is why David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the army of the Lord? Does he not know who Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Gamola? Does he not know who Jehovah Rofika is? And so you got to understand that you got to get some fight on the inside of you. You know, because I'm tired of seeing God's people down and depressed and inferior and wanting to back up and wanting to give up and wanting to throw in the towel. And I am your faith coach. You understand? I am your cut man. You got it? And it is my job to keep you and push you in faith so you don't give up. Yeah, you know what a cut man is, right? See, when you end up, you boxing and you're doing your thing and they ring the bell, then you go back over to the corner and the cut man, he starts binding you up. He said, hey, next time, don't duck left, duck right. And you got to do this and you got to do it. And then he sends them back in and keeps it going. I can't fight the fight for you, but I can give you the word of God that'll help keep you through the whole fight. This young man is teaching up in here. Yes, he is. The spirit of faith is in the house. And the spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. And I'm here to tell you that victory is in the house. You don't have a problem God can't solve. You don't have a situation he can't fix. You don't have a sickness that he's not already healed. He said, I am that I am. I'm whatever you need me to be. But I need you to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I need you to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers and dark places. Watch what he says. He says, but watch this, elder. He says, when you're done all to stand, just keep on standing. Because we try to make it hard. We act like we got to be all super spiritual. When you are standing and you are in a fight and the devil's coming at you, he said, just keep on standing. Okay, why do I keep on standing? Because the battle is not my battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. And that is why the writer says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So there are times in my life where all of a sudden I ain't doing nothing wrong. I ain't treating nobody bad. Me and my wife just trying to help as much people. And then all of a sudden the enemy will launch all these attacks. So we just grab each other's hand. And what do y'all do? We just standing still. We're going to see the salvation of God, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And you got to learn how to fight regardless of what it looks like. Y'all sit down. Y'all make a preacher preach up in here. No, you got to keep fighting. No, I mean, like you know, I was a little guy, you know, when I was in high school. I ain't little no more. I got big shoulders. Yeah. I was getting a coat made one time years ago. You got it. I dressed down most of the time. I tried 3 different outfits on this morning. I never do that. You got it. But I hopefully I got the right one. And so, you know, I just wanted to put on some jeans and a Burberry shirt this morning. You got it. So I kept going back and forth. But years ago when I liked to dress, you know, up all the time, I was getting a coat made. And the guy was sizing me up. And then he did it again. And he said, And I thought, like, you know, what's wrong? Is something wrong? Yeah, oh, no. He said, you got big shoulders. And I said, yeah, I got big shoulders. So when the devil come at me, I tell him, I got big shoulders, bro. Like, you can't be the man that got faith and big shoulders. You understand what I'm saying? And so you have to have this tenacious attitude that no matter what comes or no matter what goes, you are going to make it.
Mark 9:23 teaches us that all things are possible to him that believe. And you've got to believe that you're going to make it regardless of what the enemy says or regardless of what other people say. You're not going to lose. You're not going to fall apart. You're not going to commit suicide. We curse that in the name of Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? But you are going to make it. You're going to get through this season. You're going to get to the next level. Joy unspeakable is going to be on the inside of your heart. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding is going to guard your heart and mind through Christ. You are going to get through it. You're going to make it. You're going to be able to look back on this day and say, I got a testimony. The Lord has been good to me. Right? And so you know, possibilities for us are not defined in terms of human logic or intellectual reasoning. Possibilities for us are defined by how we can believe. If we can believe, it becomes possible for us. So it don't matter, you know, I'm in faith for something. Oh, I don't know, I'd be careful if I was, you know, well, you be careful. I'm going to go ahead and launch out into the deep for a drought. You got it. And see the salvation of God in my life. Look, just look at your neighbor and say, yeah, that young man, he taught up to something this morning. He really did. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. Now, that was all my introduction. I guess I have to teach this on Tuesday night. Everybody say, I'm graced for this. Yeah, you got to understand. I get it. And see, this is why you got to come to church. Because see, what happens is the enemy wants to keep you away or keep you home or keep you doing something. Because he knows that when a bunch of believers get together, there is a grace that is multifaceted. There's an anointing from God that comes down. Watch this. And 2 hours ago, what you thought couldn't happen, all of a sudden you say, yes, it can. 2 hours ago, what you thought you couldn't do, you say, yes, I can. And that is why you got to come around a body of believers. You understand what I'm saying? And so you are going to win. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I know I'm off my scriptures, but I'll be there hopefully in a little while. Tanya, she's like, none of this is back here. I'm just following Holy Spirit right now. Is it okay if I just follow Holy Spirit? 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God. So you got to be glad you got a man of God that just don't need this, but thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You got it? And so 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph and always causes us to win. You notice he didn't say sometime causes us to triumph or sometime causes us to win. But the key is, he says always causes us to triumph in Christ. If I do it God's way, I'm going to get God results. And that's what you got to get. You got to have a conviction and have a commitment to do it God's way. Oh, here we go. I knew he was going to hit the bump in the road. Well, I'm at the bump in the road. You understand what I'm saying? No. People don't like to talk about sin, but how many know we got to talk about sin? Sin will take you places you don't want to go, leave you longer than you intended on staying, and make you pray prayers that you should never pray. You got it. If you just get me out of this, I won't ever ask you to do anything for me again. I'd never pray prayers like that because I figure I'm going to need him again. It's only 12 o'clock. You understand what I'm saying? But if you learn to do it God's way, you're going to get God results. Well, Pastor, what do you do when you're caught up in mess? Admit it and quit it. That's it. Like, it's as simple as that. You admit it, you quit it, and you keep on going. Does that make sense? Yeah. So see, the thing I love about the grace of God is that the grace of God is made available to any person who gets it right with God immediately. So there's no activation period. You understand what I'm saying? Like, well, if for 90 days you start living right, the Lord will cause his grace to come. No. The Bible says that to the degree that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me for all of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So repentance does not put me at the back. I'm excited, so I'm talking fast. So repentance does not put me at the back of the line. It just puts me back in line. It just puts me back in a place where God can prosper my life. And God wants to prosper for your life. John 10:10 says, it's the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In the Amplified, he says, to the full till it overflows. So you got to understand that God's will for you is to prosper, and you got to be okay with it. And don't listen to anybody say, oh, I'll be careful. You know, when they say the word rich, well, see, if you would just do some study, the word rich just means abundantly supplied. And everybody in this room wants to be abundantly supplied. Let me tell you what abundantly supplied is. I paid all my bills and I got money left over. Everybody in the room wants to be abundantly supplied. And then I want to have some left over so I can put away for my future. I want to have some left over, you know, so I can take my wife out to dinner. I want to have some left over so I can be a blessing to somebody else. That's all riches is, just abundantly supplied. But if you listen to negative people, if you listen to the devil, oh, you better back up. You better be careful. The devil ain't dumb. And he knows he's just trying to get you to back up from the good life that he already prearranged and made ready for you to live, according to Ephesians 2 and 10. Is it Jeremiah 29, 11? I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The New Living Translation says the thoughts to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. The thing about it is, watch this, God wants you to prosper, but you got to want to prosper as much as God does. And so you can't back up in this thing, because, you know, I know we live in a time where in this culture, you know, everything's crazy and people are attacking the church and all that stuff. You can't worry about that. The church is never going down. Did you hear what I said? I don't care what you read in a book, in a magazine. I don't care what you heard, you know, on the news about the church in a decline. That is not true. The Bible says that the longer we go, that the kingdom of darkness gets darker, but the kingdom of light gets brighter. You understand what I'm saying? And so the church is the people, because we are the church. Listen, to the degree that we walk out this word, we're never going down. Make sense? Let's go home, maestro. Well, I'm going to get to this lesson. Well, I taught the whole thing at 9 o'clock. So we're going to put both lessons up. So that way you can come back and hear the actual lesson that I taught at 9 o'clock. And then come Wednesday, you got it, if you're starting to feel just a little bit down, you come listen to this lesson. Now, I taught one on Tuesday night. It's right level if it ain't just a little bit higher. They had Brother Man on his knees up here on Tuesday night. But listen to me. Seriously, you're going to make it. I know I'm excited. I know, but because when I tell you that God said it's our time, it's our time. And you got to, I need you to get it in your heart that it's my time and I'm not going to give up. And this can't be something that's just emotional for Sunday, but by Monday afternoon, it's all gone. That's why you got to get on the prayer line on 7 o'clock in the morning. I think now we're just down to AT&T people are having trouble. We're going to get it all worked out. Don't worry about that. If Monday it don't work, just dial Tuesday. If Tuesday don't work, dial Wednesday. Right now we're at about 75-80% of everybody back on. So we're going to get there. So don't give up. But that's why you got to get on the prayer line. That's why you got to go on our website. We've got our confession books up there. Start making some confessions of victory and confessions of manifestations in your life and things like that. Because weapons might form. They ain't gonna prosper. You might bend. You ain't gonna break. Let me help you. Sometimes when you're in a season that's not desirable, it can feel like, man, this is the worst thing in the world. Just in the natural. I'm not talking doubt, but there's some seasons you go through, you really rather not be in them. But I need to help you. You're gonna get through the season. I promise you. You're going to get through the season and be able to look back and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for bringing. And then what you're going to be able to do is be a testimony to somebody else that's going through. You say, oh, girl, whew, trust me. I done been through some stuff. And learn to be transparent with people. Because when you're most transparent, you're most effective. I always tell stories about how I've dealt with things in my life and got, you know, just things that gripped me when I was in the military or this happened or, you know, I introduced to pornography. I didn't even know what it was because I lived a sheltered life, you understand? And then, you know, for a few months, it's like I wanted to go and check it out and those kind of things. And, you know, and I have people say, you know, and I told them how I overcome the whole thing and, you know, the scriptures I use in Hebrews and, you know, and that kind of thing. And people are like, oh, man, I don't know if I'd say all that. I'm not living my life for me. Listen, I'm not being funny when I say this, but I've learned how to walk this word out. I'm living a victorious life. I have overcome any and everything that's come against me. So my whole thing is, if I can be transparent with you and tell you, man, I went through some stuff. I went through some stuff that I ain't necessarily proud of, but because my life is an open book, I got to tell you. Because somebody might be going through it, or a teenager might be going through it, or a young man might be going through it, or an old man might be going through it, because the devil don't play, you know, you don't discriminate. But if I can show you that I went through it, and then I got through it, and look where God has brought me. He's no respecter of persons. He's only a respecter of faith. So to the degree that you get in faith and say, okay, God, this is my year. 2020 is my year. That little hiccup over there, we ain't going to be dealing with that no more. And this living paycheck to paycheck, we ain't going to be dealing with that anymore. And my child who I love so much with that behavior at school and them great, done. All of it is over. I call it canceled in the name of Jesus. And you got to begin to speak life. Let me tell you what I do. My kids don't even know. My babies, and when they teenagers now, they're still my babies though. Yeah. How you know? You mess with them, you find out. You know, you know, I'm a senior pastor. You got it. Big church in New Bern, you got it. But let me find, they called me one time, said, hey, someone punched Jay in the face, but he's okay. So I told him to tell you about it when he gets home. I said, I'll be right there. You know, no, because it didn't, you know, because it didn't knock him out, because Jay's a tough kid. That don't mean nothing. Who put his hands on him? You got it. And so, but you know what I do? I pray for them. I lay hands on them. I declare the word of God in their life. Father, I thank you that they will serve God all the days of their life. And it's not based on what I see or don't see. You got it? We might be in service some Sundays. Jay ain't here, okay? He don't like when I talk about. Some Sundays, Jay's clapping. And some Sundays, he'll lift his hand. Some Sundays, he won't. But watch this. Because he's not lifting his hand on the other Sunday, doesn't mean anything's going on. No, but the devil will try to say, oh, see, he ain't get. Don't listen to that kind of stuff. So I declare, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that my children will serve you all the days of their life, that they will find purpose, your purpose early in life, that they will remain sexually pure until they become married, that they're going to marry the right person on the first try in the name of Jesus. You got it? I thank you that they're protected everywhere they go because you have given your angels charge over them to keep them in all of their ways and in their pathway is life and not death. I take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. I say great is the peace of my children for they're taught of the Lord. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in their life. And you know what? I don't just say it every month. I don't just say it every week. I say it every day, multiple times a day because I know I'm going to have what I say. The Bible says if you train up a child in the way that he should go, when they're old, they will not depart. And so parents, even if you got one, looks like they kind of go old, but if you know where I brought them to church, I gave them, don't worry, it's just a matter of time. The Holy Spirit says, you come right on back over here. Let's pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building.